This podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back.
Welcome to episode... what did I say?
You said 35. So probably 34.
So 35 of Rightly So Podcast at gmail.com.
That's, well, it's not the name, is it? I feel like you should have practiced this by now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm doing a podcast and can't even get the name right. I'm a professional dick.
I'm a professional dick.
Well, I heard.
Well, it's better than being an amateur cunt. Like you
is
are.
It?
As I was saying.
Just keeping it real, man.
Episode 35 of Right to Say Podcast. With me, Kevin, and him, Alex, over there.
What's up?
What is up? It's been another fruitful 2 weeks of banal nothingness going on in England. I mean, other people have.
You said England like a proper, like, council estate.
England.
Man, dude. England. Stay out of my country.
I mean, fair enough. Shit's gone down in other places,
has
I
it?
Assume. Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, Texas is a bit shit.
Well, I hear that Luton's grand this time of year. As always.
Yeah. Come to Luton in August.
Come to
it's
Luton.
Lovely.
It's great. See, my advertising skills are still way up there.
No, because everything you say is just, it's great.
That's right.
Play football, it's nice.
It's like, do what you want, really.
Drink beer, because it's better than not.
Drink beer, it's better than water.
Drink beer, it helps you forget about work.
No, it doesn't.
And everything else.
No, it doesn't.
If you have enough of it.
No, I've never gotten to the point where I've forgotten what work is.
What I do for a job.
I forgot how I got home quite a few times.
Someone's never been that drunk at work then, have they?
Oh, I'm always drunk at work. You used to get a tolerance to it.
and so did the others.
I feel like the running joke at work now has gone on too long that I'm very drunk at work. I think someone's heard it and believed it.
Well, so when we say, how are you doing?
No, I've said to a lot of people I'm very drunk.
I said it as well. Yeah, you're doing right. Yeah. I'm just very drunk.
Very drunk
just
right
very
now.
Drunk.
Oh, hello.
Despite the fact that we're stone cold sober.
We're not.
We're not, no.
We're just cold sober.
We're just slightly less drunk than very drunk.
We probably won't stay anymore, put it that way.
Well, we've got to say, we're
I was going to start by ignoring you, but that sort of failed.
That has failed.
So,
we are back at the pub recording where we recorded some of our first few episodes.
Which were better, remarkably.
Not remarkably, but.
Yeah, we were drunker.
That is true. And they're getting some. The first like five now have reached well over 100 listens,
which is really, really great.
Which is really good for us. What? What's up? You look
well. Well, either there's some sort of thunder, someone's just set fire to their camera, or War of the World is happening right behind your head.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Are that flashing?
Yeah.
Isn't there road?
No, there was more flashing there.
Isn't there roadworks behind that?
I don't know.
So there could be little bollards just flashing.
I don't know.
If I can have a look.
No.
Here's the thing, do you care?
No, not really.
Not really.
Not really, but enough to like want to go have a look.
You don't care enough to have a look.
It's like sometimes I see an accident the other side of the roundabout. Go, do I double back on myself? I can't be bothered, even if the car's doing like a strong 90% of the work. No, I can't be
bothered. You look at the car. Do I know anyone who drives one of the? No, I don't. It's fine.
Although once, like when we were younger, when I lived in Old Farm Park, you know the road that goes up. Not by the school, but you know where that roundabout is that splits it?
Yeah.
That Old Farm Park, I used to run there.
Left Old Farm Park, right
Brownswood.
And you
could see that road from my window.
Right.
And I thought, my auntie had been left about half an hour. And I saw this car that looked like hers, like crashed on the side of the road.
Well, she was very,
very, very,
very, very drunk.
Disclaimer, she was not drunk at all. And do you want to ring her, make sure she's alright in that? And she's like, I don't know, she would have been home like a long time ago and all this. And I said, but it's, that's her car. And like, as she was about to sort of ring her, there's a knock on the door. Policeman going, oh, your sister's been involved in a crash up here. Do you want to come and sort of... She's in, on the way to us, do you want to come and, like, get the car back out of the way and all this sort of shit?
Identify the body.
No, just get the car out of the way. And it was where someone had come round the roundabout.
Right.
Gone on the wrong side of that road and gone head on into her.
Ooh.
And it was all because we borrowed a car to do the fucking car pizza or some shit.
She alright?
She was fine, yeah. She had a neck brace on for that. I think that's many precautions.
Precautionary, yeah.
But a bit shook up and all that. And all I can remember is that, you know, the headrests in the car?
Yeah.
They take them out?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why they take them out.
That's just probably access to the neck then.
But I think it's easier to get people out with them not in.
You can get your arm round and down and, yeah. It's just, it's more for access rather than, shit. Oh, as long as she was alright.
Fun little story to kick us off.
Yeah, that's alright. Talking about car crashes.
How are you doing?
How's your life?
Oh, turn around, that burned.
No. Have you seen on the news today?
I haven't seen anything from the news today.
Right, okay. Just on your whatever's. It's been 20 years since that.
Oh, I did see that.
That Princess Diana's died.
Yeah, but I can't remember if what I can remember of it is real or sort of something I've made up over time.
Yeah.
Because I sort of remember going to some sort of vigil at Campbell Park.
Because I remember it happened on a Sunday.
Waving your pen in my face.
Or it happened a Saturday night into Sunday morning, kind of thing.
Well, from what I was reading on the MKFM little comments thing, it must have been because lots of people were like, oh, I got home from a night out and shit, so it must have been a Friday or a Saturday.
No, it was definitely a Sunday, because it links into my story afterwards.
But I can't remember if... I seem to remember like going to some place to see the car go past.
The funeral car?
But...
Yeah, me and Warren went out to...
Yeah, but the only thing I can remember is being at the Campbell Park, so it can't have been both.
No. Because
it came down the motorway.
Because rent is a few, because where we live in Downs, where we lived in Downs Barn, we could get to. The motorway was, 5-10 miles? Well, not even that far.
5-10 miles.
Fuck,
it was 25 miles away, but we still did it.
No, it was very walkable, and there were loads of overpasses, so we knew it was happening, so we went down to an overpass to have a look.
At the butchers.
Yeah, just to see see what was going on. And plus, obviously, it's. History happening in front of you.
But you don't. The problem with history is you don't realise it's happening until it's happened.
Yeah, but the fact is, it was Princess Diana who died.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's it's very rare that you're going to know something is going to.
Yeah,
down.
That's
going to
be. I remember when I was. It was a Sunday morning, 20 years ago. So I was 20 years younger. I was 16.
So the thing is, though, like, I would have been 3, right? But I can still remember, I can't remember details of like which bit it was, but I remember going to something and there being all candles being lit, and I think it was at Campbell Park.
So it could have been Willing Lake.
I think it was Campbell Park.
I know they did something like they...
Yeah, but I remember going to the city for it.
Mm.
So I remember being Campbell Park, but I remember my mum saying like, this is for who this is and shit. And I don't know why it sort of sticks with you, but you just sort of remember that.
My mum woke me, I don't remember what time it was. I don't think it was 2 hours. This is
Kevster, get out of bed, you lady shit.
Wait, cunt bag.
It's 12 o'clock, no, you cunt, you're 5 hours
sort of
late for work. Stuck
in the door and just like, Prince Anna died, and it's like, oh fuck.
But the thing is, I'm not pro and I'm not against them.
No.
But and I don't get...
But was she princess then? Just because obviously...
She wasn't. That's the thing. Do you lose
she
it?
Divorced. You must see. If you're not in the family, you're not going to have
any... But then she hasn't abdicated and shit. So no, do you lose it or do you keep it?
I don't know.
Or this whole people's princess thing is like... Is it an honorary title bestowed by the public?
So or if it's like when you serve 2 terms as American president...
You are?
You're always Mr. President.
Is it 2 terms?
I think it's 2 terms. But... I'm just saying because Bill Clinton is still called Mr. President.
As is
Bush.
Obama, I was going to say.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's on that stage with you. Or
the problem is that something makes it hard to realise because like, Obama's done 2 years.
But what was Diana's maiden name?
Oh, there, it's very posh.
It's like Mountbatten or something. But if you're in the paper and you said Diana Mountbatten, people are like, what? Oh, that's her. This is to say, Prince. But Sarah Ferguson's no longer a princess because she divorced.
So you must
and be. You, but she had Fergie to sort of to waylay the whole. Yeah. You say Fergie.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think the reason she's sort of a princess, even though I'm saying, is it because she was taken on by the public as this little thing?
Yeah.
So therefore, even though she lost the title, she still kept the unofficial title.
Yeah, I think she. I think she's. she was a princess to the people,
yeah,
rather than official, an official title. Yeah. Because Jerry said to me, he goes, oh, I just realised, I'm now the same age at what Diana was when she died. I'm like, yeah, that's going to happen to everyone. Oh, I feel really old. I'm like, but it's going to happen to everyone.
Just feel really great. You're still alive. You made it.
But then she was 37. I thought she was...
What you should have done is like print out some fake tickets, like a travel to Paris. You can have
it. Yeah, so I remember, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, like... I'm not a big believer in the monarchy and stuff, but I'm not also not.
Very, I'm not against it.
I'm not
it.
Against it either, but
they probably bring in a they're bringing a lot of revenue tourist wise, and they do.
Yeah, but
and
that's they not do. The, I'm gonna get. I'll stay away from that point. Yeah, that's not the point. I'm trying to.
No, but and they do Charles does a lot of good.
She wasn't. I'm not saying she shouldn't be remembered and all this sort of shit, but she wasn't in the monarchy.
Blood, way.
Any mm. No, even then, like then.
No.
Anyway,
oh, when she died.
Yeah.
No.
So therefore, why should she be remembered above anyone else that died that year?
You mean basically because she was a
civilian.
For argument's sake, she was a civilian. But then again, once you say,
I suppose once you're in the public eye, for
argument's sake, I don't know. Say Brad Pitt, for example.
Who?
Brad Pitt.
I don't know.
Very famous. Yeah, obviously he's very famous.
I'm not aware.
Doesn't do films for 20 years and just completely drops off the radar. But as soon as he dies, then people will remember him.
And people will start watching Fight Club again.
I don't have to. He doesn't have to die for me to watch Fight Club again. I haven't watched it in about 2 weeks. So I have to watch it again. No,
but do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to. It's not trying to be controversial.
No.
It's just this. No. Why that person over anyone else?
But because she was so high in the public consciousness. That she, but she still did lots of good. Because she wasn't just like a.
But do you believe in all these conspiracy theories and shit?
I
wouldn't put it past them, but I don't think it's the case.
Yeah, but I don't think her death is as cut and dry as in it was an accident.
No, but I think
there
it
must
was
be something more to it. But I don't think
I think it was an aggravated accident in that the press was chasing her, which left the driver to make mistakes, which then left what happened.
Yeah.
I don't think it was they ordered this to happen, it happened.
Yeah. But I think if they ordered it to happen, I think they would have...
They'd done it in less public place.
Yeah, and a little bit cleaner. Hmm. Yeah, just sort of... If they do it, just sort of...
I'm not saying clean, not even clean, like, but like even when Putin killed that Russian spy bloke.
Which one?
I can always remember his first name, I can't remember his last name, it was Alexander something.
Oh, with the plutonium poisoning chap.
See, you can work out what it is, and it's not a clean way to die, but it's a quiet way, do you know what I mean? Hmm.
If you were gonna
organise something, you'd do it.
Yeah, you'd do it a bit quietly, a bit hush hush. Or if it was going to be a car crash, do it on the back road rather than a bloody big tunnel in the centre of a major metropolitan city.
And why would you do it in a different country, not here?
That's happened to where she was.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were going to organise.
Oh, do you remember that when that film came out the other year? That Diana film.
I remember. The advert.
There were posters by the tunnel. That was.
I was literally trying to remember what the posters were about.
That was a bit of bad taste.
But I think that's just generally. That's probably not a bad taste thing. It's more like they've bought up so much advertising space in the city, and then the city have put it up. It's just a thing.
You've bought 25 bus stops. Yeah, this one happens to be there.
It just happens to be one of them.
It's like, you know, when that...
This is what I hate about complaints about things. It's like, I don't think it was... It's not an orchestrated thing. Nah. When you buy so much space, they don't go...
It's a bit...
It's not, I want that one there.
It's a bit bad taste, but I don't think the promotional company actually had anything to do with where it was. Hey, do you remember the Brazilian backpacker who got shot in London?
Yeah.
There's a film called Righteous Kill.
Yeah.
With Pacino and De Niro, and they had a big billboard there at the station he was killed at. It was just, oh, for fuck's sake.
It's one of those things that you couldn't write it if you tried.
I don't get offended by that, but I get a bit. Come on.
If it was your family member.
Yeah, but they were Brazilian terrorists, apparently.
None of your family are Brazilian terrorists. As far as I know.
Have you seen their pubes? No, you haven't, because they're Brazilian.
Oh, then you're there.
Which
is wrong, because Brazilians speak Portuguese, not Spanish. But I don't know any Portuguese. Renato Sanchez. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, Nani. Lisbon.
What was that bloke that played for you for a few seasons, the midfielder? Rael Morales.
Oh, him.
You know the one?
Yeah.
Him.
Oh, played for Chelsea as well. Load of tattoos.
And then had like a Mohican for a bit. Yeah. I was one of those kids. When I grew up on my dreadlocks stage, I wanted a Mohican. I'm really cool.
Yeah.
My mum spent like 10 years explaining to me why I couldn't have dreadlocks.
You're white.
Most of the guys like, you can't. I was like, why not? I was probably an idealistic kid.
Oh,
I just don't see the same.
What happened to that kid, eh?
Why can't I have dreadlocks?
Well, you can.
Well, yeah, that's all I need to do. I can.
I mean, theoretically, yes, you can. You need to grow your hair.
Yeah, but my hair doesn't grow like. So your hair grows down.
Your hair grows out.
My hair just grows on layers.
Yeah.
So I couldn't ever do it.
You physically can, but you just shouldn't.
Why shouldn't I?
Because you look like even more gimpy.
Well, I don't think that's a valid reason.
I'm in for a penny.
You're wearing a Flyers.
You're wearing a wicked cool Boston.
I am wearing a wicked cool
Boston. Yeah, so the day Dan and I got woken up, and me and Warren were going to go to Northampton that day anyway, on the train.
Why are you going to Northampton?
Because...
You want to have the other half live.
No, it was just one of those things that if we got... Just to get on the train and just go somewhere, and it's not, and it was about £2.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
And it was about £2.15
for
yeah.
What do you mean? It was like £2.15. I don't remember what
shillings.
That's on.
No.
I meant to send you a picture earlier. It was like I can't remember where it was. It's somewhere in America, and it was like we caught this doe on a bridge. We arrested it for not paying the fine. I would have done, but I was a buck short.
Well, it would be a short buck, wouldn't it? Anyway, yeah, so we're going to get a change. We're going to get a change in Southampton.
Why?
Just somewhere to go just for the afternoon.
Why don't
we
just go to Bletchley?
Hmm?
Why don't we get the train to Bletchley or Bowbrickle? Or Wolverton? One of the other places that isn't Northampton.
How many places in this country are not Northampton?
All of them,
apart from Northampton.
What was in Northampton?
It would just be like the high street.
So when we used to go as kids, it was like you go there, you go Toys R Us, Toy Master,
and then the
Dunn's.
A bit like the Toys R Us, they had the bowling alley and all that around there. They used to have a bowling alley in the KFC there.
No, they
did.
That's
at Six Flags now. Yeah, now it is. Not 20.
KFC still there?
Yeah, but not 20 years
ago. KFC still by the canal.
Yeah,
by the sea.
By the sea anal.
Which is where you see fishing on the promise of KFC.
So if you catch...
I didn't catch any fish, but one fish stole my plastic maggot, the fucking bastard.
If you catch some fish, you can eat some chicken.
Oh, he's just like, anyway, do you want to go spend the day eating chicken? Okay.
So we got on the train, it was going to Northampton.
If it was going through Northampton,
no,
you were on the wrong train.
It was in Northampton, and it was slowing down. Okay, we've missed the platform.
Slow down.
Speeding up.
Where'd you go, Birmingham?
And we're looking at the train. And we're like, oh, fuck, what's going on? We're all panicked.
Why?
Because we don't know where it was stopping.
Yeah, but was it on the Midland train?
Yeah.
So is anything going to stop?
Which,
surely it was a Silverlink.
Which was going...
Was it a Silverlink?
I can't remember.
I demand answers. How long ago was it?
20 years ago.
It was Silverlink. Because I used to sponsor the Duns.
Which, then...
Yeah.
Terminated in Glasgow.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
No, it must have been...
No, that's where it terminated.
Yeah, but...
The next stop was rugby. Yeah.
Because my uncle fell asleep once when he went out on a night out. He fell asleep and woke up at rugby. He rang me nan and was like, I'm going to be home late. And he's like, why? Fell asleep, sleeping on the platform in rugby. I'll be back later.
So I ended up in rugby.
Rugby?
Oh, fair enough. It's only
nice.
It's only another 10 minutes out of Northampton. It wasn't long.
It's about 20.
Well, it's another yeah. distance of what it was the same as Northampton.
Oh, yeah,
so okay. Remember? Had a mooch around because we didn't know where to. So we just thought we'll keep on the same street
as.
Pub? Yeah, we were 16.
Should we find a pub?
So we were already very drunk.
So we were already in a pub?
No, so we just stayed on the same road as the station, so we'd know where we are. Find out, no, nothing there. They wouldn't sell him a child ticket because he was smoking.
That makes sense.
No.
Yeah, but if you're 16, you're over the child age anyway. You're...
Fuck, we must have been 15 then.
Yeah,
he was 15, I was 16. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Semantics.
So anyway, we got back to Northampton, everything was closed.
Yeah, because everything closes at 4 o'clock in Northampton.
No, it was because back when Sunday trading laws went...
It doesn't matter, everything closes.
No, but it wasn't even...
It still hasn't changed.
Nothing wasn't even open.
Nothing opens now.
But we were never to know if everything was shut out of respect or if everything was shut because it was Sunday.
Because it was Northampton, everything's closed.
Yeah, no, there's any money in Northampton. Yeah, so that was my day. Yeah, I think we must have done something at school about it.
My day in Northampton, everything was closed, end of day.
Yeah, it was a whole day and a day, it was just...
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it was just kind of a shit.
What year was it, 20 years ago?
1475.
97?
Yeah, that would work out.
I was trying not for my birthday. Cutting up my birthday.
That would work out. Yeah, so that was that. That was my memories of the day.
Yeah, boy.
But now all these interviews come out with people, all I could have said is just let her be dead, you know? Just let her be, you know? I remember all the pictures in the paper.
Where we get it, you were there.
No, where she was buried in that place in Northamptonshire. Highgrove.
Yeah, something. No, it wasn't that.
Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
The amount of flowers outside the... Oh, right. Just the amount of flowers outside the place, and it's just like miles and miles of flowers. It was absolutely insane.
We get it, there's flowers.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think I even signed a condolence book.
Why?
Because we could. there's one up the city, so we just. I thought you were well fit.
You'll be forever in my thoughts.
You'll be forever in my shower thoughts.
Thought spelled an F. F.
No, that
is the education to what we...
No, that reminds me. No, I bought my years ago. I bought my brother for his birthday.
Or Diana calendar.
No, it was a Top Gear T-shirt.
Oh God!
It just said like Sub Zero on it. Yeah, like the cool.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay. That's well thoughtful. And
so
sort of later that day. No, not later that week. Sort of me and Shelley were like doing something. Oh, I've just done this for you. So, and then I take no, she said she this for me, and I take that's well thoughtful, F-O-R-T. I was like, yeah. Private jokes at other people's expense.
I don't understand.
You wouldn't, because...
Well, because it's a private joke.
Yeah. I'm letting you in.
I don't want to be in.
I'm letting you into my inner sanctum.
I don't want to be in anything.
In an ear?
No, I'd rather not.
How's your couple of weeks been?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Apart, well, not work.
Well, I haven't slept. I haven't done anything.
No, it's just been... The weather's been... This is probably the first podcast in a...
It was right.
And yeah, in the last three, it's been raining. So.
I opened the window. Yeah, but last night it was freezing.
Oh, last night was awful.
And then, like, about 11 o'clock, it was really hot. So I thought, better open the window.
Yeah, I haven't put my jumper
on. Maybe, like, shorts on for a basketball. Well, I fell asleep in me, so I only lied down for a minute to like watch something on the telly.
Yeah.
And I had I fell asleep in my tracksuit bottoms and everything. Proper classy and everything.
Proper classy.
And my brother asked me to say, well, my t-shirt had Manchester written on it.
Which one? Hard rock?
Hard rock one. And I was like, that's it's from Manchester. And I was like, why has your t-shirt got Manchester written on it? He goes, it hasn't. I was like, oh, well played, sir. But they've been watching this new shit on telly.
New shit?
Called like... Nicky, Ricky, Dicky,
and
some
Dom.
Cunt shit.
Oh, some pretentious American like preteens.
But
oh,
I just keep finding it funny that all I can hear them shouting and I go, is Dicky.
That's the thing. Did you ever do that when you were a kid? You were watching your cartoons.
I was never a kid.
Right, you watch cartoons about like on CBeebies.
When you grow up in the convent, like I did.
I was going to say when you grew up in Compton.
straight out of Coventry.
No, you'd watch your cartoons, and then like the last programme is live action. You're like, fuck that.
What is live action?
As in actors.
People.
Yeah, rather than a cartoon.
Yeah, so no, I don't watch people.
I don't watch people, I don't watch cartoons. I want an escapism, man. But Noah's watching, like, we put Peppa Pig on for Lola, and Noah gets really into it. Lola was watching that! Were you watching that? Yes.
No. Lola.
No, I don't like jumping in muddy puddles.
But it's like when the boys every now and again come down and they're still watching like fucking Jake and the Neverland Pirates or some shit. I was like, why are they watching this? And I was like, We're not. It's sort of like, it's their go back to, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you can watch it. I mean, just, it's a bit younger.
I'd rather him watch that than watch the shit they're watching now, where it's just like, it's sort of kids being adults before they're adults, isn't it? It's just
pretentious
like,
American.
Yeah, basically.
Kids.
And it's got the canned laughter and shit. And it's like, I laugh and I want to laugh.
Oh, no. My eye stepped in. Doggy doo doo. God, no, and they're so pretentious little shits. And you know they're all going to be fucking smack addicts in about. Okay.
Maybe.
I said, you know they're all going to be smackheads and on drugs in about 5 years.
What's wrong with that?
What?
What?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Because they should do it now.
You see that thing going around Facebook this morning?
No.
It's some kid talking to, I think it was the soldier. Do you remember, you know the guy from the Falklands? That bit? It might not have been.
Simon Weston?
Yeah, I think it might have been Simon Weston. Else, but I'm not sure.
Very famous.
Yeah, but I'm not sure who, because he looked, it's going to sound horrible, he looked similar.
Oh, well, there will be people with similar injuries.
But I'm not sure, and he was sent to this little girl, and she said to him, like, they were asking questions to each other and stuff, and he was like, oh, the bullet went in here and came out here. She's like 5.5 years old, yeah. Maybe turned out a bit, mate. But she went like, oh, I did this triathlon and stuff, he goes, oh, I couldn't do a triathlon. And I was like, no shit.
Why is that?
No, it's because
he's fat. Oh yeah, Simon Weston's fat.
But it was just like.
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, of course he is. But it's just the way he said it. And she's like, oh, I did it because like, the soldiers are my heroes. And they're like, oh, they all think you're like the hero.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was like one of the major spokespeople about that kind of thing. A very courageous chap we got in there. Yeah, know that woman.
But this is a problem I have with it. Like, I would join the army tomorrow if it was fighting a proper war. If it was a world war, like it actually meant something.
As in, you were literally fighting for.
If you were fighting for
the country.
Your country would be taken over.
Yeah.
Whereas you're just fighting for some oil or something. Mm. It's not worth doing it.
Well, you're fighting an invisible army like the Taliban, who aren't even an army.
Yeah.
Because you're not fighting it.
There's no rules.
You meant if it was nation against nation,
yeah,
and it was all governed by the Treaty of Versailles and all this shit. Yeah. Because you'd want to do your part to make sure that. Oh God, I was going to say the future Hendy seed. I mean, your sister might have kids.
Yeah, but she'll be known as some other bullshit cunt.
Ah, good point. Your brothers might have that. Oh, they're not even here. Ah.
There's another Hendy brother. Yeah, boy.
Oh, good. So the bloodline doesn't die with you.
No.
That's all right. Yeah, you can adopt someone, but they'll never be yours.
Yeah, but I'll never treat them the same way either, so it's fine.
Call yourself a Hendy? No, you did. Oh, yeah, good point.
Nah, I didn't. I said you kept Steve.
No, so his surname's Steve.
Yeah.
He's Steve Steve.
He doesn't have to be called Steve. You could be like Jeffrey Steve.
Steve Steve.
You had Neville Neville. Neville Neville's got a stand named off him, have you? No, exactly. So fuck you.
Yeah, but my hair's not a mess. Thank you!
No, I'm still going to your hair. And you're going, I'll take it anyway.
Oh,
fuck
it. Oh, that was a good little joke there. Rightly so. Purveyors of fine comedy humour since 2016.
Neville. Your sons are a
mess. Wow, we talked about Diana. That's mad.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it again. I don't really know that much.
Well, another 20 years' time, we'll talk about it then.
Well, we won't, because you'll be dead.
Then I'll talk to her then.
Fine, but I'm keeping the Twitter.
Fine, but I'm keeping Stephen. Stephen.
But you can keep the RSS feed because we'll just create another one.
Oh, fuck off. Everyone's got it, man. Everyone's listening to it.
Everyone's got it, dude. Let go, man.
Let go. Stop living in the past. Live in the tomorrow.
The police should beat you.
What?
The police should beat you.
The police should beat me.
Yes.
That's not nice.
I didn't say it was.
If anything, if we've learned anything...
Well, no, in a game of football, the police should be fitter than you are. They should beat you.
If we've learned anything over these past 35 episodes, is you're a bit dickish.
I like the fact that it's taken, like, how many 35 episodes have we really got to? A bit dickish. I was hoping to at least get to slightly cuntish by now.
No, okay. You're very dickish, bordering on cunt.
See... as I'm aware this is transfer deadline day, I will raise you.
I will see your
cunt. I will only accept...
Yeah.
Averagely cuntish.
Averagely cuntish.
Aww. I don't succeed at him. I don't try very hard either.
Honestly, you're very good
at
being...
If I applied myself...
Right, well, on that note... Loudshop.com. Yeah.
What's Loudshop.com, Kevin?
That is your one-stop shop for all your band, superhero, movie and TV merchandise, t-shirts, mugs, belts, all stuff like that.
My trousers are always falling down.
I know that, but that's by
design. You know, okay.
I know that, and that's by design. So let's just stick to topic. And now, with the new mystery boxes, you can get Rick and Morty mystery boxes. You can get just three random Rick and Morty t-shirts, a superhero mystery box. You know that you're going to get some decent superhero swag, but you just don't know what it's going to be. But it's going to be like a present to yourself, isn't it? You're going
to
surprise.
I do like presents to myself.
You're going to surprise. You're going to surprise yourself with a decent box of swag. I personally have used this before. I've got a nice Shazam t-shirt, a nice Hawkman t-shirt. I've got loads of stuff on there. I do, yeah. That Shazam t-shirt I often wear. I got it from loudshop.com. Well, it used to be called a loud shop, but that's different. So, right, do that. And now, if you like all that kind of stuff, like superhero merchandise, but band merchandise, they've got some sweet Kiss t-shirts and Vaccines t-shirts. Most bands that you know will be on this site, so... Do that, and if you spend over £15, you get a sweet 15% off if you use offer code RightlySave15 at checkout. So that's RightlySave15 after you spend £15 or more. But there's so much good stuff there that you're not going to think, oh, I'm going to spend up to £15 to get my discount. There's so much good stuff on there, you're just going to keep on going. So basically, you get 15% off that. So have that. Rightly so, 15 at checkout, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. Tell them we sent you. Back from that, and hopefully I put that ad in the right place. Because I think
I don't think you did.
I think, well, I haven't done it yet, but I hopefully will. After I've done some extensive editing of your horribly racist views.
Stop fucking spreading this bullshit, that's true. If anything,
okay, they're not horribly racist.
If anything,
they're
I'm overcompensatingly
racist.
Liberal.
I love everyone.
No, just most people. Some people are cunts.
Yeah, we love everyone apart from our colleagues.
And you haven't. I hang about.
No, because I do think we've still got our code for Loud.
We have.
So, how do you know?
Because I almost bought something the other day. Because I want one t-shirt.
What is it?
The Vaccines one. But I don't want it enough. It's just like meh. And then I'm in there. It's that the Patriots t-shirt that I could buy. And it's like
Patriarch. Yeah, but I haven't got the Chuffle Shuffle one on. I think that's out.
Well, you've mentioned it now.
Well, I think that's run out.
Better
now
edit this motherfucker out.
That's fine.
Hey, let's just go free over to the net and go, this grass is great. This grass is brought to you by Jesus.
I think you find it's Waverton and Weyburn turf supplies.
Have you seen the Dons? Is there Robinson's like grass supplies or something? So when his Charlton career goes down.
How's he doing at Charlton?
It seems to be the same excuses. Like, oh, we'll sell this player a striker so we can buy another striker. Yeah. Oh, we couldn't buy a striker. It hasn't happened.
But now we're one striker down.
Yeah.
So he's gone for one cover.
But
no
I like him, but it annoys me. Because I can't see it objectively, because I see him as such a great... He was such a nice person.
This is the MK Dons manager.
Of past.
Of the past.
Of Christmas past.
Of Christmas past.
He was such a nice person.
Yeah.
And then he was... He bought into Milton Keynes as a whole.
Yeah.
And then you saw him afterwards and he was all arrogant and shit. I was thinking, is that the real him? Or is he just hurt to the point that he's put on a front?
Yeah.
And now it's sort of, do you see?
Because he took Milton Keynes to...
Yeah.
to heart, didn't he?
So it's now, are we seeing through what he was, if he was just putting this front on?
Yeah.
Or was that him and now he just hurts, he's put up a brick wall?
I'd say a bit of both.
I think it would be a bit of both. And I thought, like when we spoke to him at the pub and that, and he's with his daughter, if he was that arrogant person that he now seems to be,
yeah.
If he was with his daughter, surely that would have been the time where he said no.
Yeah. But then again, he was still at the time.
Yeah, but... Ooh, I've had some of those. But if you're with your kids, surely that's the time you draw the boundary.
Yeah.
And that's why I sort of apologised before I said anything.
But I think you sort of, you got to put a pre-warning. Your kids know what daddy
does. If he does a job in the public eye, you've got to expect it.
Well, as public eye as the dogs could ever get.
Yeah, but the local public eye, I mean, yeah. If you're in a local pub, you're going to expect something. I'm just going to have one. You waved it from my face, you can't wave it from my face. But yeah, these aren't for you.
These are fucking awesome. Eating.
These have been in the fridge.
I haven't.
Fuck, I have.
I haven't.
They're crunchy as fuck.
No, they've been next to my cans in my bag, which have been in the freezer.
I like them.
So I bought my cans when we went shopping earlier on, so these aren't going to get cold enough, so I stuck them in the freezer until I got.
Well, I didn't stick any cans in the freezer, so I thought, oh, I'll buy 4 or 5 and then end up not drinking any of them.
We can drink some on the way home.
There's a way home?
No, they're home? Yeah, no, that, you know that place where everyone hates you?
Everywhere.
I'm not going to work tonight.
People think I'm delightful at work. You have no idea.
Oh, you don't.
They fucking do.
No, I don't. People think you're a mug.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I am a mug, but they don't think.
People said to me, like Kevin.
He's a mug.
Kevin, thank you. And they went, Kevin.
People, like, think the fatal flaw here is people don't talk to you.
That's true, they don't.
We shouldn't have this conversation.
No, I fucking don't. Keep myself to myself, mate.
All right, you fucking Liam. Fuck everyone, everyone's a cunt.
Liam,
on the, yeah, Gallagher.
We just announced a tour in December.
Yeah, I'm not going.
But the bloody London dates and the closer dates are bloody midweek in December.
Doesn't matter, I'm not going, they're all cunts.
There's no bloody way I can get out of that.
Right. I think he's got more and more full of himself.
Well, his solo stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, the music's good, but he's a pro.
Oh, yeah. If I came down to it, I'd rather have a beer with Noel.
Because I think he knows who he is, whereas I think Liam is still trying to play up to what they were.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you're in your mid-40s now.
Calm down.
Calm down. Just...
Stop throwing microphones at people.
When?
No, you're throwing a award at someone. It's pretty much the same thing. It was a microphone award, wasn't it?
You're throwing an award?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a wall at someone.
it was in a wall of glass.
Out now on iTunes.
We're not sponsoring him. He's not sponsoring us. Either way, I'm not having it.
No, he did some tweets that he'll say, oh, apparently I can't swear in Leeds anymore. You're a bunch of fucking
You can't swear in Leeds. They're all cunts anyway.
I've heard at the festival. And then,
we can.
And then he's like, blah, 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 cunt, bollocks. And
but you can't take pineapples
with him. And then, yeah. And then someone like tweeted back to him, oh, what a good example. This is the kids. You're like, fuck off, you fucking cunt. And after you've done that, fuck off again.
It's like, he's like, yeah. But he's at the kids are in front of me. He's like, am I allowed to swear on this sort of shit? And he was like, no, actually, yeah, fuck it, because you hear it here every week. Just don't say it at home, because your mum will kill me. So, a part of me is going, like, the whole side going, why are you telling your kids it's okay to swear? And then the other part is going, but if you're at the football every week and you're hearing it week in,
yeah, but don't if it slips out, it slips out.
Yeah, but you don't go out to, like, if I'm at the football and I'm aware there's a kid in front of me, I won't swear.
Oh, no, the amount of times like, you
full stop, but I won't say it, because if I said it and then I heard him say it, I'd be mortified.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the fact that I've said it.
No, no. Oh, the amount of people who've been...
Yeah, all the time.
Because I'm already shouting.
But for me,
and
it's
then
the
it's...
fact that... Because I stay up all night, all day, to then go to work at night, to then have to watch the football.
Yeah.
I'm already annoyed. Yeah. So therefore, I'm frustrated. So therefore, I'm shouting at them. But then I've got to think of things to say that are not going to affect these kids in front of me.
Yeah.
And you're going, you.
Jack and Innie.
Jacket potato bastard cunt.
No, I did shout once, ref, are you blind as well as stupid? And some kids were like, You're bloody stupid.
Like, oh, yeah, I am. Fuck you.
And then he got up with his helper and his white stick. Going, meh.
So without, this is a recording now, so fuck it. When I was at the pub the other day, this lady came, these two ladies came up to us. One of them had one of those white sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd address them both. Yeah. Like, and talk clearly. And she was like, oh, who's... I think she said, I can't remember who she was on. She said, who's playing? I think she said, who's playing today?
They were at the game.
Yeah, but people walk past, don't they? Because this is where the stadium's set up.
Are you outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, or she asked for a programme or something. I can't remember which one it was.
Mm.
But she looked me straight in the eye.
With a blind lady?
Yeah. Oh. And I sort of shout myself.
Oh.
Because I was like, I don't know if you're blind or just hard of sight.
Partially sighted, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the fact that you've got a stick which says to me you're pretty fucked up in the eyesight.
Yeah, but, look, lad, your stick says your eyes is well fucked.
It confused me, the fact that she looked at me, because then I didn't know where to look.
Yeah.
So I just sort of addressed like I would normally address someone.
Yeah.
But it was also in my head, I'm thinking, why am I looking her in the eyes when she can't see me?
But how does she know that she's looking you in the eye, though? She's got to have
she must have some sort of...
some peripheral vision.
But then I was like, why are you buying a programme? Because you can't read it. I'm sorry. And it just confused me for a little bit. And then I got over it and I was like, it's okay.
Well, it's like when I was...
But it's like, you feel like... Are you discriminated by overcompensating how you're talking to people? Or are you just being clearer just in case they can't see it as clearly?
I think overcompensating is better than just sort of...
So I had some guy, I don't know where they're from, they're from Europe somewhere, because you can have a sort of European accent.
Piff Baff.
No, just anywhere in Europe. And there was like, oh, where is the box office? Where is the ticket shop? Where's the club shop? That sort of thing. And you would like to say, all right, so we're here, you go around there.
Yeah.
Whereas like you might get someone who's going, oh, mate, where's gate 4? You're at gate 3 and gate 5's there.
Yeah.
You go, oh, you see that middle bit there? And it's like, that is the gate. And it's like, oh, fuck, yeah, that's the gate, obviously, now.
Yeah.
Look. But obviously, that's the one gate I find acceptable, because it's a hotel entrance now, and it's a bit fucked up.
The one opposite KFC? The one with
the
balcony?
Yeah. That is an official entrance, but it's not clearly marked.
Oh, I wouldn't say it. Oh, it doesn't look it to
me. Yeah, but to the side, there's an entrance that opens up. So that's the one I find, okay, alright, yeah. And oh yeah, thanks, mate.
So that time when I was in Oakland.
Did you just put a bit back?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Gonna have it later. I've got it now. Don't even want it.
When you say Oakland, I always think of Oak Grove. When I was in Oak Grove.
I was in Oakland when we were going to the station. We both had our...
Which station?
Coliseum Way.
Oakland Station.
I think it was.
Why is it called that?
Because there's the Oakland Coliseum.
What were you going to see?
Hmm?
What were you going to see?
The Warriors.
Yeah, so the Coliseum's the name of the Warriors.
No, the Coliseum's the name of the
I thought it was the baseball.
Is the base,
baseball stadium, yeah. Is it?
But they're both there. Okay. It's like the arena.
It's
like
the baseball American football, isn't it?
And the arena's right there as well. Because it used to be called the arena at the Coliseum or something like that.
Is that the Oracle now?
The Oracle, yeah.
Or is that the new one?
No, the Oracle is that one.
Yeah. Keeping up the start to see where my knowledge is at.
well, this is all going back.
What's
6 years.
What's the new
years.
One?
Is
that this year? They're moving in.
Yes. I think
it's.
So
I keep
be.
Looking out for like the Vegas gear for the NHL, and that's not up yet. It's up on their site, but it's not up on like any of the like the UK sites.
Yeah. So walking through with our Warriors t-shirts on.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
I've been.
And the most.
Who was the away team?
Suns.
You should have worn them. And be like, was that motherfuckers?
No, and the most stereotypical black Oakland gangster. You know what you mean? Like you boys.
I don't
in the hood.
Know what you mean. Yeah, explain yourself.
Of course you do.
I do not.
You know, and
with the
baggy stuff and the bling and all this kind of stuff. With the baggy jeans and...
Oh,
so
is it a police officer?
Don't make me be racist.
No, I will. As you were.
I can do that on my own! Thank you, sir!
Straight out of Lee Turn.
He was like, hey, who's playing? As in, I was like,
It's like, it annoys me.
Sons.
All the people...
Just play for them.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose he does, yeah.
All right, now, have a good one.
Okay. Were you wearing red shoes?
Yeah.
Were you wearing red shoes?
Yeah.
No, a little bit. But it's like when you're scared of the football all the time, you get, oh, who's playing today? And you're like, you feel like I shouldn't have to say the Dons are playing because that should be the obvious. Like,
that's what I was going to like, say. Like, well, really?
Bolton, and they're like, oh, all right. It was like people were like going shopping. And they don't give a fuck. And it's like, why are you asking me? You obviously don't care.
Bolton.
Or so you go, what time kickoff? 3 o'clock. And they're like, oh, because we're not sticking around till then. It's like, why waste my time?
Off.
I don't care.
It's a Saturday. It's going to...
Yeah, but it's a general football thing, isn't it? It's Saturday, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Done. Ugh, people are dumb.
Thursday, Europa League, whenever the fuck that kicks off, I don't know.
Oh, and it depends what country it's in.
It depends. Like, but surely every time it depends what country it's in.
But for the time here, it depends what country. I think it's always 7:45 in their country.
I think it... No, just sometimes they have the early kickoff, don't they? It's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because sometimes on the Channel 5, you used to get a game at, like, tea time.
Is which is always nice to watch, because I'm always off on a Thursday. But can you imagine having to finish work and, like, race to the ground for a 6 o'clock kickoff?
Oof. Yeah, but then again...
It'd be if you're doing 9 till 5.
You'd put the time off, wouldn't you?
Well, not if you're a Birmingham City fan.
Well, if you're a Birmingham City fan, you wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, good point. fair, I guess. Yeah. It's like, I told you about before this football group on Facebook for the old stadium and that. One of them posted up a picture of, like, Plough Lane from, like, it was like the 30s.
Mm.
And it was like versus HMS Victory or something.
Wow.
And then the guy commented on it, like, he works at AFC Wimbledon and stuff. I was like, so tempted. But this is quite a civil group and stuff, so I'm not going to write anything to him. Let's just go past liking all these comments just so he can see.
Pay attention to me, like me, love me, have me inside you.
No, we play that again soon.
AFC.
Horrible bastards, yeah.
Can't. Are you going to drop that podcast off again?
Oh,
because last time you played AFC, I had to do a single one on my own, didn't I?
Well, we do put... No, because we played them on a Friday this year, and now we moved it to Thursday, so we're fine, you cunt.
Good!
If we were more flexible then, we wouldn't have had to...
Oh, that's all got back to me now, has it?
Fuck
off!
Anyway, what the fuck do you mean that was a Tuesday?
No, well...
Yes, it was!
Why did I do a show on my own then?
Holy fuck!
What?
I don't know. I think that was when I was in Ireland.
No, because I said that was because of why it was.
No, because that was a Tuesday night game.
It wasn't.
It was. I swapped the day off work.
Yeah, so you had to have gone into work on that Friday.
Yes, that Friday.
You might not necessarily been at the game, but that's why.
Yeah, so it's not why. I was at work is the reason why.
Yeah, but the reason why you
were... The game was on
Tuesday. The reason you were at work is because of the game.
It's on Tuesday. So I'm right.
And so am I.
Yeah, so. Well, you're right, but you're less right.
I'm less right, but I'm still right. Well, fuck off, you jacked up piece of dirt.
Whoa! End of term.
You dirty little fuck.
I'm terminating the interview.
No comment.
You'll be hearing from my agent.
Who happens to have the same name as me.
Goodness, this is the agent Specking.
Specking?
Yeah.
Is that your name? Agent Specking?
Agent Specking.
Agent Specking, FBI.
Don't mock him, he will fuck you up.
Agent Specking.
Yeah.
Oh, good lad. He's good, isn't he? He's got a lot of good people in his books.
Yeah. He signed me for Liverpool, £40 million.
He let me go on a free.
Well, that's because you're sick.
Yeah. What the fuck? Agent Specking.
Because I remember there, like, when I used to queue up outside a... Was it the Virgin Megastore?
Mm.
To get the Don's players to sign my calendar. And it was like, car he drives, and it was like, Peugeot 206. And now it's like, car he drives, Land Rover.
Well, I hate these fucking facts, like, number of tattoos, none.
It was like one of them, it was like, today, it was, I think it was one of the NFL things.
Do you still have his old calendar?
I have last year's. It's like, you know, when like your auntie or something would buy you like a off the tree Christmas present or something, it would be like a Don's calendar. Yeah. It's like, but I still don't use calendars, so I don't mark things that I have to do on calendars.
No. I lived at home, it would be June for about 6 months. Just because I just didn't.
Basically, I picked the player that I like the best and leave it on that one.
Yeah. Ooh, Milan Baroš. Fuck, man.
Like, I had one on my dad's that was like from 2008 for about 5-6 years. And it got to July and I stopped bothering to change it. I was like, oh, I was born in this month, that'd do. July seems to work for me.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I want to write films, mate.
Why?
Because that's what I was going to talk about.
Let's talk about films.
Yeah, the films we said before.
Does this record if you Google shit at the same time?
Yeah.
Google the Don, see what the fuck's going on, to wait your films.
Why don't you use your phone? Your phone.
Because it's at home, not being charged.
You're only presenting me with problems, not solutions.
Yes, because all I have right now is problems.
Yeah, it's still working.
Talk about your films.
My films?
Yeah, just Google the shit at the same time. I don't give a fuck.
What was
it? The brown shit tornado.
I was going to say tornado. The Green Inferno.
That's what I said.
Finally got around to watching the turd hurricane. Whatever it was called.
Liverpool is it?
The turd tornado.
Go on then.
Yeah,
talk to me, bro.
Nothing's in the Premier League. Nothing's been done since. No, fuck
just
off.
Google it, motherfucker.
Why Google?
Because who gives a fuck about the Premier League?
Okay. There we go. Scott Goban.
Oh, if you tell me this, Goban.
Goban.
No, Goban.
Goban. Has gone from Bristol City to MK Dons.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you'd just been a cunt.
On loan.
Oh, Goldborn. Oh, fuck. He's a left. He's a prick.
Oh, sorry. I didn't have any other.
Best of news, please. No, he's like one of those people that had massive, like, big hair. Is that it?
Yeah.
For sure?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Faux show.
Because if I get home and Google some shit and it's like more, I'll be like, yeah, oh, yo, but, Kevin, what the fuck?
But it could be more by the time Google. You get home. I just did it.
Well, either, no, you didn't. You went to BBC.
Yeah.
It's not Google.
But yeah, but it's more reliable than Google.
No, it's not.
BBC pay tax. Google don't. Fuck you.
BBC doesn't pay tax. We pay tax to BBC.
Same difference.
No, it's not.
BBC.
What?
BBC
Green
rules.
Green Inferno, go.
BBC rules, Google jewels.
Whoa, you're really cool. Grow up.
Well, there's a Groot.
I am Grot.
I am Grot. Yeah, Green Inferno. The Eli Roth cannibal film. It was alright.
Oh, I quite enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
It reminded me of my childhood.
Yeah, of course it did.
I hate people.
Hmm?
I hate people.
You no, hate people.
No, I hate people.
I thought it took them too bloody long to get to the jungle.
I think an hour into that the film. Was it really an hour in?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like an hour in.
Mm.
Yeah, but I feel that you have to build up to that, otherwise it's just gore for gore's sake.
But I didn't think it was that gory, really.
Yeah, but when you if you actually think about it,
but you know,
like
but
the
you know,
ants with that bloke at the end.
But you know the fat one was gonna get eaten first. The main protagonist guy who ended up being a bit of a dick. Oh, he'll feed them for weeks.
But it's like when you were.
And
like
he was masturbating in the cage, which was weird.
Of course he was. I don't see why that's weird.
And that one bird who slit her own throat. That was a bit. That was a bit unexpected.
Like, oh,
admittedly.
But like you know, like the main people. You know, oh, she's gonna be fine because she's the main person.
Yeah.
She'll be here to the end. It's fine.
Because of it, it's got to be. So, yeah, she's got to document it somehow.
Yeah. Otherwise, there's no point in the film.
No. It's not a happy ending as such, because everyone died apart from
no,
that.
No, but it does sort of end in a nice way.
Yeah.
Or at least it makes a point at the end.
Yeah. It was alright. I liked it. I liked the try, but it was a bit... I liked the bit when the woman with all the tattoos, she escaped. But then, like, 20 minutes later, you saw all the kids trying on her tattoos. From her skin.
It is a bit fucked.
Yeah, that
it was all a bit.
That bit was yeah, a bit.
But it is all fucked. Oh, that's quite clever. Because it's not showing a picture of her body strung up or some shit. But it is going, well, she hasn't survived this because that is her.
Yeah, that's her. They're her tattoos. But the bit getting them stoned was a bit stupid. I thought.
Yeah. But then does it not show the desperation of anything to try to escape?
Yeah, but then when I say, oh no, now they have the munchies, it's like,
oh. But I suppose if it was...
That bit is the word munchies, it's just...
But it's all very... I suppose the American aspect on what weed is and shit,
It was alright, it flowed along nicely. Had they got out and then next thing you know, they go back to the plane, oh fuck, everybody else is strung up. Oh, we're fucked. And
does show that sort of whole, what if you get to your plan A and your plan A is fucked?
And you don't have a plan B.
And then when they got to the people with the guns and shit,
yeah,
I was like, oh, you've already fucked them off.
And then she was like, I think just seeing the brutality of killing everyone at the end, it was, that's why, that's weird. And her dad was this, UN lawyer or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah, but that was explained at the beginning.
Yeah. It was good. I'm glad I watched it. I've wanted to watch it for ages, but I thought it was...
But then I've watched that, and I've watched another one of his films now, and him as a director.
Yeah.
Seems quite... It's all very much set in that same sort of... It's not horror, but it's... thriller?
A gory thriller.
Yeah. But it's all set in that sort of... It's not a M. Night Shyamalan twist, but there is always that slight twist.
I've never seen, because I haven't seen Knock Knock like you.
I've seen that and that, and that's it.
What's the twist in Knock Knock then?
Well, you know the basic.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is home alone, two women come to his house, and then he ends up doing them.
All he has to do is sort of admit he's unfaithful and all this sort of shit, and they leave him alone and go.
Admit to who? To his wife?
On the camera and that, so they can upload it.
Oh, okay.
But they sort of bury him up to his head and shit in the ground. It's all fucked up.
I might watch that then.
It's good to watch.
But I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan because
I don't like him.
Because he's got one mode and that's. Whoa.
That's what I mean.
Whoa.
This was quite different. It was different to see him as sort of the father figure as opposed to the action star.
Or the surfer dude.
Yeah. But I don't like him anyway because I just think.
Well, I watched Point Break the other week because I was just thinking of the challenge and it just started.
Well, what was that remake like that. He did with. Was it the.
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, I quite liked that.
No, I never saw that because apparently that.
Never saw the original, so I saw the remake.
Mm. No, the original was all in like black and white.
Well, I don't believe that.
No, another film I also rewatched on Sunday. It just started, and I was like, "Oh, Wolf of Wall Street." It's like a. I forgot that. It's like.
Me and my mate. Should we go watch that or watch the 12 Years a Slave? Because the whole 12 Years a Slave is around. Or the way they advertised it was all around the Civil War and shit like that. And I was quite interested in that.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go watch that.
Oof.
And boy, should we have never watched that film.
You saw it at the cinema?
Yeah.
Oh, I still haven't seen it.
I think it's one of the films you watch once and it's a good film.
It's going to make me, as a middle class white person, feel like shit.
It's not a documentary, but it's the space you're going to get to a documentary. Do you know what I mean? It's like a biopic thing.
Oh, Jesus.
But Wolf of Wall Street isn't much.
I forgot how funny that is. That's only the second time I've seen it.
Like Jonah Hill, it isn't a good actor, but in that.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
And him and Wardles as well is really good.
Sal.
You haven't watched that, have you? No. You never watched it.
Sal from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Looks a lot like Jonah Hill does in Wolf of Wall Street. No, I watched it, I thought I was tired. I just watched up to the bit with the Lamborghini with the car. Then I remembered. No, I watched to the bit with the boat. No, I watched it. Fuck it, I'll watch it to the end.
When I watch Pearl Harbor, every time it gets me, like you think when the attack happens, you think that's the end of the film.
Yeah.
And you've got another hour and a half of the reprisal attack, and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
No, but this wasn't for fuck's sake.
No, but it's just, you like the film, but it's just. Mm. You think you're at a point you go to sleep and it's like, oh, it's another hour and a half.
But then that hour and a half when you think, I'm going to bed, this flies by because it's just, when it's in the boat and it's about, they think they're going to sing, get the loser, I'm not going to die sober.
I watched both of them in the cinema around the end.
Hmm?
I watched both of those films at the cinema.
No, I watched Wolf of Wall Street with the wife, I think it was.
Wolf of Wall Street, such a great film.
It was absolutely, the second time watching it didn't lose
it. I've got loads of films, but I watched that, Deadpool, and I watched that Wardles quite a lot as well. There's like films that you would just watch on a continuous 3-week cycle.
Yeah. Even Matthew McConaughey's little bit at the beginning was like that.
Yeah, but it was unnecessary, but I sort of get why it was in there.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you seen that Dallas Buyers Club?
No.
That's quite good as well. I don't like him, isn't that?
And Jared Leto won the Oscar for that.
No, it's Matthew McConaughey.
No, I don't think McConaughey won an Oscar. I know Jared Leto won. Matthew McConaughey, as the girls call him. All right. No, I did. The Wolf of Wall Street. The weird thing was, I was sitting on my sofa and behind me was on my DVD.
That is a weird thing.
And I was sort of looking up, Wolf of Wall Street, I'll get that down, put it by the TV to watch that night, and it was on telly. I was like, that's awesome. Because I haven't seen it in ages.
Because you heard that Lawless film?
Hmm?
Lawless. It's got Tom Hardy in that.
Yeah.
I let it to my nan. She quite likes those. Her and her late husband now. They quite like the sort of...
Well, he can't watch it.
He likes all the Western films and stuff like that. So it's sort of... it's like that later.
Hmm.
So, and she was like, oh, your mum never did let you watch 18 films. You can sort of see the reprisal of that now. Because obviously, I was like, oh, it's not that violent. It's like, oh, what about the bit where he chopped off his head? Like, yeah, okay, maybe that was quite violent.
Dallas Buyers Club. Oscar winner. Oh, yeah, he did win it. Yeah, there you go. Best performance by an actor in the lead role, Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto.
Was he in it?
Who? Jared Leto, he was, apparently he's a transgender one or something. The
problem
hair.
Is, if you don't know who
I've never seen it, so.
It's a good film.
It does seem a bit heavy. So
But it wasn't that heavy, because I watched it I thought it was like the reason that I didn't watch Spielman is I thought it was like to do with cars and shit. does it not sound like it?
Yeah. Or.
Like sort of old American muscle cars.
Or a stock exchange kind of film, because the word, it's the buyer's word that is.
Dallas Buyers Club sounds very southern. Sorry.
Yeah. Or like, it'd be one of those things on History Channel after porn stars, it would be. And now it's Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah. Oh,
it's actually quite a heavy.
It's heavy about film. HIV. Is it AIDS or HIV? Or both? Based in the same. No, but it's about.
But I don't know. But it's all about getting drugs to people who need it without paying the American fees that come with it.
Hmm. Okay, this film he's in, I don't know if it's coming out, if it's just been out, it's called Gold. It's about like the gold rush in, somewhere in Africa, like Senegal or something.
Yeah, but that's a bit like that, what is it, Blood Diamonds?
Yeah, it's something like that, but about gold.
Yeah, but...
That looks alright. Well, though, Matthew McConaughey, it's just never... never really been on my radar.
I thought he's one of those actors that, although obviously he's a good actor, he always seems to act within his accent. Always seems to be acting as yourself.
And then you do a ton of shit rom-coms, and then you try and then be serious actors, and you don't get.
But then you can say something about Ryan Reynolds, I guess.
Yeah, true. But then again, Deadpool's not exactly serious acting.
No, but I mean before that.
Mm. Did you ever watch that Buried with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I quite liked that.
Yeah, I think
well, I didn't like watching it because it made me uncomfortable, because you're thinking, when you're starting
I think that's the point.
Yeah, but I started to feel, I was watching it going to sleep.
Ah.
And I felt more and more trapped.
Oh.
And it was like, I can't watch this anymore, I started to turn it off. Not because I didn't want to watch it, but because felt like you're stuck like this, something like it.
And Wolf of Wall Street, Margot Robbie's brilliant as well. And she's lost her Australian accent for that.
But she lost her Australian accent and everything. She's on Neighbours, I guess.
Oh, well, she still has a talking.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
She can get that New York accent, like, get out of here.
Yeah, but it's all proper fake New York accent, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Stereotypical.
It's your...
Sort of New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah. That was very good.
New Jersey.
Yeah, that's some quaffy.
You see, without getting into it too much... You know, the whole politics in America, like in New York, New Jersey, or the American coach, obviously they're in New York for their game at the moment.
Who are?
The American team.
Oh, football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, so you're playing in New York? And he's like, oh, well, I'm from New York. We don't consider New Jersey part of New York.
Ooh. Sick burn. I think that's been an hour. Do you want a couple of random facts?
Not really. Fact me.
Fact you fucking proper, mate.
Well, then you faxed them to me before the deadline.
Facts. Oh shit, that might be the one I accidentally deleted. Oh fuck me.
I'm waiting.
Oh well, yeah, you can wait a bit longer because I don't have. There it is.
The silence is getting awkward.
What?
The silence.
Well, despite the fact we were talking through it.
What silence?
Huh? I keep going. I'll do some.
Keep going. I'm ready.
Go on,
I'm not ready.
Okay.
Stop.
90 million people survived. How many? 90 million people.
90.
Yes. Survive on less than $75 a year.
One in that.
Yeah, we're two of them.
I'm free, I told you that before.
Gangster. Go on then, gangster. Tell me to stop. And now we're the two more.
Stop. I got hit up.
Oranges, lemons, watermelons, and tomatoes are berries.
No, they're not.
Okay. Right. Dispute it, why don't you?
Oh, yeah,
go on then.
It's disputed.
Yeah. One more. One more.
Why don't I get you?
Because I'm doing it. It's my
thing. Why?
Just do it. Just fucking tell me to stop.
No, I'm not.
I see you're talking instead.
Justin Timberlake's
no, keep going.
Justin Timberlake's half-eaten French toast sold for over $3,000 on... Oh, sorry, eggy bread.
That's better.
Oh, fuck that. Right. Thank you. Because you're being a facetious little
damn
douche.
Damn right,
canoe.
You did do it fucking properly.
Well, I was just reading, mate.
You no, you weren't.
Okay. Thank you to everyone at Brit Pod Scene for supporting us and being all nice to us. Thank you. We'll be on their website soon because they're good people. Buy some stuff from Loud Shop because I've advertised them.
I
said stuff. You just merely just sort of went. Yeah, I like t-shirts.
I do like
t-shirts. Are good.
Also, I like mystery boxes. And or mugs.
There we go. Someone's done his research. I like a mystery box of mugs. It's just a.
You are a mystery box of mugs.
We have a title for this show: mystery box of mugs.
Made it easy.
Yeah. I'll forget it by tomorrow night.
Write that
like
shit down.
No, yeah, I remember.
You won't.
Email us writetosaypodcast@gmail.com because nobody ever does.
I got some messages this week. I decided to go through my junk folder.
Yeah.
I've got so many like Nigerian people writing to me. Money to give me.
I've just got sex contacts. That's
maybe I got one of those. Very graphic.
Yeah, she's from Nigeria. It's fine.
Like, from Kevin. I was like, dude, I don't need to see this.
Twitterize us at Rightly So Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. Do you got any shout outs or anything you want to say?
I just want to shout out to Kevin for being here.
Thank you. I want to shout out me for also being here.
I just want to shout out to Kevin's wife and all kids for letting him be.
Yeah, because my daughter, she has so much to say.
You have no idea.
Right, okay, this has been Right So Podcast for this week, and this show has been.
Just alright, really, I suppose.
Now, you got a corpse in a car, minus a head in a garage. Take me to it.